This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to inthemoneystocks.com. Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 9/25/2020, and this is show number 125. Well, Nick, looking at the markets, what are we seeing here?
Well, today we have a little bit of an uptick taking place. The Dow is up about 100 points as we speak. The Nasdaq's actually having a good day, up 128 points. That's a gain of 1.2%. The Russell 2000 is gaining a little bit as well. You have the IWM, which is the ETF for the Russell. That's up about 0.75%. And the Spiders, the S&P 500, is up about 0.6%. So the markets are hanging in there pretty well today. And again, it's really light volume out here. I just want to stress that to everybody. And light volume helps to favor the upside. When you get heavy volume, usually it's a downside market. But today we're looking at just 27 million shares as of the afternoon hour. So when you see light volume, we give the market a slight upside bias. And we'll see if it holds up into the close. But it's not how they open. It's how they close them. That's important.
Yep. It's how they close. That's the important thing. Hey, I've got a question for you. And that is the housing sector. I saw a number today. Sales in Florida, housing sales up 4.8% last month. And it seems like there's a property boom taking place. What are these home builders doing?
Yeah, the home builder stocks have been strong and they remain strong. I really don't see an issue with them right now. A few of them are overbought. And when I say that, I mean companies like Lennar. I mean, the stock in March at the low was $25. And here we are talking about, $77 today. It went as high as 80 recently. So all of the home builders have been very, very strong. In fact, recently Toll Brothers has started to emerge. And that one was a little bit on the weaker side, but still a strong stock. So I don't really see any problems here with the home builders at the moment. They're all in uptrends and they're all very, very strong right now. My only issue with them is that they're a bit overbought at this stage of the game. So I'd like to see them pull back a little bit before trying to get involved in them. But they've been holding up very, very well.
Yep. That counterintuitive play, like, never fails, never fails.
It really is amazing, right? You would think that home builders would be doing terrible, but they're not. They're actually one of the strongest industry groups out here right now.
Yeah. Well, all this mass migration that's taking place within the country, a lot from blue states to red, a lot from north to south, and from urban to suburban and exurban.
Yeah, that's right. That is going on. And, you see an exodus out of California, out of New York, Connecticut, even Pennsylvania now. So we'll see how this plays out. But I mean, the home builders are acting very well at the moment.
Yeah, there's a mass migration movement. What's going on with our travel sector? Has anything been going on with that lately?
Yeah, I mean, we've had a pullback, but I will say this much today. The cruise line stocks are holding up very well. So if you take a look at Carnival Cruise today, you take a look at Royal Caribbean, RCL, or even NCLH, which is Norwegian, these stocks are getting good bids today. They're all up over 5%. In fact, Norwegian is the strongest. That's about 7.8%. And it looks like at this stage of the game, these are acting better. They did get a good pullback from the early part of September, but they're acting much, much better today. So we'll see if they can build upon this. I mean, let's face it, they're not going to really do any significant business for a while, but they're starting to report bookings and things like that. So that's a little bit better. And I think the charts are not terrible here. I'm eyeing the Carnivals and the Royal Caribbeans for the first time in a long time. So we're going to keep an eye on them.
Yeah. And those are the two largest cruise lines, I guess, right?
Yeah. I believe Royal Caribbean, I think, is the largest, followed by Carnival and then Norwegian.
Yeah. And they've been just totally decimated by the COVID, literally just destroyed their business instantaneously.
It really has. They probably have taken it the worst. I don't know if them or the airlines, but both of those areas have been absolutely demolished, so to speak. But, they're showing signs of life. I like what they're showing on the chart. I always look at longer time frame patterns for equities like this. And, you got higher lows out here, and that's a bullish indication.
Yeah, we can see that. Hey, we would be remiss if we didn't take note of the fact that in Florida, the governor
governor has been rolling back the restrictions, and he's taken control of local restrictions, or he's in the process of doing it, taking them away from the counties, and he's just going to order, I think, if the deaths continue at the same rate, I think there were two yesterday on the 24th, if it continues on like that, he's just going to order a mass reopening shortly.
Yeah, I hope he would do it sooner than later, because we really need it. And, you know, one thing about Florida, you know, people are still wearing masks. You still got a lot of people still very, very scared and nervous. But things have been opened here for a while. And, you know, maybe not to the full extent in certain counties. I know where you are, Kerry, you know, they're a little bit skittish about opening up. But, you know, if you open up, I mean, things will get back to normal. You got a real estate boom here. I just was trying to get some trees trimmed in my backyard, and I'm on a 1 month waiting list. I mean, you know, 2 years ago, I could call the tree trimming guys up. They'll be here in 20 minutes. Today, I'm on a 1 month waiting list. So things are starting to really pick up here down in Florida.
Yeah, well, the governor just ordered opening of bars, of nightclubs. All of it's going to take place on October 5th. If they have any sense, they'll just open up now and not worry about it, because you're not getting ticketed 5 or 6 days before, or 7 days, whatever. But, you know, maybe there will be a return to normal again.
I really pray that there will be. I'm not sure if we're going to see that anytime soon, but I will say this much, that people are fed up with this. They're tired of it. And, you know, we see what's going on around the world and around the globe. You know, you could just look at places, spots in Europe that are having, you know, resurgences, and then they lock down again. Australia, I mean, I have Australian friends, and they tell me what's going on there is absolutely despicable, and it's a travesty what's happening over there. But, you know, you gotta stand up for your rights a little bit here. You're starting to see people are just fed up with it in the United States.
Yeah, completely fed up, and for very good reason, as we all are fed up. Hey, so where are we heading next? What do you think is going on with the economy, the election delusion, all of that? What do you think is next on the way?
I mean, if you listen to the media and you listen to everything out there, you would think that the world is going to fall off a cliff here. We are running up into these elections, so there's definitely election risk. You have a lot of very, very powerful people that, you know, do not want this president to get reelected. So I think you got to be careful there. I've been telling my membership, hey, we're going to, you know, look for choppy markets going into this election. And I think you have to really continue to look that way. But if things open up with the policies that are in play right now, I mean, there's no reason why we can't see a good rally after the election, or even slightly before it. You know, there's a lot of talk about the ballots and the mail-in votes. And I think they found some ballots yesterday that were all Trump votes that were thrown in the trash.
Funny how that works.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so you're going to have to really, you know, take this on a day-by-day basis. But it is quite something. I've never seen anything like this in my lifetime. And, you know, it's very sad to see a nation go through this that has so much potential. But, you know, we'll see how it plays out. Cycle-wise, I'm watching this very closely to see where we put these pivots in, because that'll help me with my timing. But overall, I think I'd like to see a little bit more of a pullback, and I think it leads to another buying opportunity.
All right. Well, you know best, Nick. And finally, let's look at our gold and silver down today, huh?
Yeah, we got a little sell-off in gold and silver. And today, you know, if you're looking at the GLD, which is gold ETF, that's down about 89 cents, a decline of about 0.5%. If you're looking at gold futures today, down about 15 points, again down about 0.8%. So it's actually good to see. This is actually healthy action for the metals. And silver is also lower today. You got silver a little bit weaker. You know, that's my favorite longer term. But again, these are healthy pullbacks. We wanted to see that ABC down. We're continuing that pattern. And this will be what we call a conclusion pattern. So once it's completed, it'll be time to jump back in. If you're a longer term trader, you know, you really have nothing to worry about here. If you're a shorter term trader, you know, you try to get the timing right about when it comes to owning these equities. But, you know, I love everything that gold and silver and gold miners are doing right now. This is perfectly, you know, this is exactly what we talked about. And we've been pounding it on, you know, on the program since August. I know it took a little longer for the pattern to play out, but we've been saying it really since, I'm going to say really late July that this had to happen.
Yes. And it was inevitable and a good thing. And everybody in the sector that I talked to is still encouraged and upbeat. Now, we don't know how low it's going to go, but my guess is that we've probably seen the worst of it.
Yeah. I mean, there's still, you know, a lot of people don't realize, but most often gold will inflate when the market inflates. And sometimes it even tells us beforehand that the market's going to go higher. So gold sometimes is a good leading indicator for the stock market. And people don't even realize that sometimes. But gold topped out in the beginning of August. The stock market topped out in the beginning of September. Gold will most likely, I hope actually, pull back a little bit. I never like to use that word hope when trading. That's just a good word for church. But when you come to trading, you got to be a little bit more specific. But I mean, I've worked out worst case scenarios already, and it's not that much lower. So, you know, hopefully we go down to those levels that I've worked out, and, you know, there'll be a buying opportunity pretty soon.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think you're right. Like I said, everybody in the sector is grateful for it because the parabolic moves always prove to be unsustainable. I think we'll leave it at that and take a look at inthemoneystocks.com, Nick's site with his trading record, the Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Carrie Lutz. Email us, kl@carrielutz.com, with your thoughts and comments. And Nick, we will pick up on Monday.
Sounds good, Carrie. Thank you.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.